Springbok Radio proudly presents Tales from the Seven Seas. Stories specially written for this series by Annette McKenzie and Jack Mullen, and introduced by Hamish McLeod.
Begins in the summer of 1977 and concerns two film extras, John Elder and Laura Graham. They had each received a phone call from their agent telling them to report to the wardrobe department of Pine Tree Studios on a certain morning at a specific time. As it so happened, both John and Laura were late. I've called my story Uninvited Guests.
Excuse me. Could you tell me where the wardrobe department is, please? I've been here before, but I seem to have got myself lost.
Oh, I'm on my way there. If you'd like to tag along.
Oh, yes.
We'll have to keep up the pace, I'm afraid. I'm late. Hard to say I'm late. It's just a look at the time.
Oh, I'm late, too. I left home in plenty of time, but I got held up in a traffic jam.
You're an actress?
Yes. But there hasn't been much work around lately, so I'm booked as an extra in Brian Richards' new film. I know everyone says you shouldn't. You should hold out until something worthwhile comes along. But I need the money. And some sort of work's better than no work at all.
Oh, I can agree with you more. That's exactly how I looked at it. And we can always say we've worked with Brian Richard.
Oh, are you an extra too, then?
Well, it's the first time. And I was told it'd probably be 6 or 7 days' work. I thought of my bank balance, did a quick bit of mental arithmetic, and that was it. I'm John Elder, by the way.
Oh, Laura Graham.
Ah, here we are at the wardrobe. It's funny. Place is so quiet.
Yes, there ought to be dozens of people milling around.
Good morning.
Good morning.
We were told to report here for costumes. Brian Richards' new film.
You left it a bit late then, haven't you?
I'll say. The coaches left half an hour ago.
Coaches? What coaches?
Everyone's been taken to Ryston. That's where they're shooting.
Look, I know we're late, but not all that late. I was called for 9.
I know it's almost half past, but you couldn't have finished dishing up the costumes in half an hour.
Sounds to me like there's been a communication gap where you're concerned. The call was originally for 9, but then it was altered to 6:30. You should have been up with the birdies, then you wouldn't have missed the bus.
But I wasn't told of any alteration.
Well, neither was I.
All the rotten luck.
Well, afraid there's nothing to be done about it. Too late now, Vicky.
Oh, wait a minute. You said the coaches left half an hour ago.
That's right, Liz.
Well, then if we drove down to Ryston, we could catch up with them.
If we had a car.
But I have, outside. Oh, we'll easily catch up with them. Could you give us our costumes, please?
Well, I don't know about that. I mean, you won't hit the right time.
Well, our names must be on your list. Oh, please. We really need the work. And what difference can it make if we get to Ryston under our own steam? If our names are on your list, it means that we've been booked and you must have costumes for us.
Oh, well, what's your name, miss?
Laura Graham.
Laura Graham. Gardner, Gosting, Graham. Yeah, it is Laura Graham.
I'm John Elder.
I suppose it'll be all right.
John Elder, yes.
All right, then. We'll see if we can find something to fit you.
You look every inch a flat.
Straight out of the 20s. I think it's a hat that does it most of all.
Oh, I prefer your straw belt.
Dad. If you'll just sign here, please, Mr. Elder.
All right.
White ducks, striped blazer, straw hat, cravat, and cane.
Mm-hmm.
If anything isn't returned, you'll be liable for it.
Well, where do
sign right on the line there.
Over there.
All right. Now you, miss. Sign if you want.
Right. There. Right. Now let's go.
I hope we make it. Whether we do or we don't, I'm going to have something to say to my agent.
Bernard Brendan?
Yes. Is he yours too?
He's supposed to be, but I sometimes wonder. I think he's resting most of the time.
Resting? I wonder who thought up that euphemism for being unemployed.
Somebody in Henry Irving's day, I expect.
No, they've been using it long before Henry Irving. I think it started at the Globe with Shakespeare's lot.
I suppose actors have been out of work since the beginning.
Part of the job.
Well, with any luck, we'll be employed for the next few days.
If we catch up with the coaches.
Oh, we will. Don't worry about that. I know Ryston quite well.
Hmm?
We used to go there on holiday when I was a child. It used to be a very popular place, but it isn't anymore.
Mm, people are too sophisticated nowadays. They prefer the continent. There's a lot to be said for the old seaside resort. At least you can get a decent cup of tea.
Oh, I wish you hadn't said that. I'm dying for some tea. Mm. But we really can't afford the time to stop anywhere.
This is a sort of back road we're on, isn't it?
It used to be a main road before the new one was built. And there's a road leads off this, which is a shortcut to Ryston.
Mm, it's a bit of luck that you know it so well.
I'm glad I do. We wouldn't have a chance. Oh, I thought they'd never stop fiddling around with the costumes.
It was only thanks to you that we got them at all. If you hadn't been there to flutter your eyelashes, I'd have been trudging my weary way home. Sudden thought crossed my mind. It's a good thing this is a back road with no traffic. Otherwise, we might cause some sort of commotion dressed like this.
Oh, don't you believe it? People wear anything nowadays, and everyone's so used to it that even a Roman gladiator walking down the street wouldn't cause an eyebrow to be lifted.
You're probably right. Though they might just take a second look at a Roman gladiator.
Oh, they might. Oh, well, keep your eyes open for a right-hand turn.
All right.
It should be coming up quite soon. Once we've taken it, it's only about 15 minutes to Ryston.
To Ryston. I have to keep my eyes peeled for the coaches.
Oh, it's a very tiny place. They should be easy to spot.
Of course, there is the possibility that they dropped the cars off and parked the coaches further on. Oh, wait a minute.
Well, have you seen them?
Not the coaches. Over there at the pier. There's the rest of the cast. All in their blazers and flapper outfits. They seem to be getting on that boat.
Oh, right. We'll park at the pier and join them.
Despite the initial setback of arriving at the studio late, things seemed to be working out well for Laura Graham and John Elder. Their dash to catch up with the rest of the film cast had been successful, with no breakdowns or traffic jams on the way. Laura quickly found a parking space close to the pier, and they were in time to join the last few remaining people making their way up the gangplank.
They're taking up the gangplank, John. Do you think we might be going for a sail?
Marvellous if that was in the script. Perfect day for it. That would really be the cheer of the top, wouldn't it?
Yes.
Instead of sweating under studio lights, a nice summer's day cruise. Well, we should be so lucky.
Oh, but I think we are. I do believe the boat's moving.
Huh? You're right. We are moving. Now I'm doubly glad we made it. Oh, the weather like this. And getting paid for it. What more could we ask?
Oh, there's probably a catch to it. Maybe we all have to jump overboard or something.
I'm not hired as a stuntman, only as a humble extra. What the scene's all about. I know the film's set in the 20s. Well, obviously, we wouldn't all be dressed like this. I don't know much about the storyline, except that it's a rags-to-riches thing.
I asked Bender when he called me about it.
Huh?
He said that they were still rewriting the script, so nobody really knew.
It's always the same with Brian Richards. He's brilliant, of course, but he always seems to start out with one idea and end up with something completely different.
I've only ever seen a photograph of him. Is he around anywhere?
Oh, I haven't seen him so far. Oh, not that I'm exactly a personal friend of his, but I have met him once at a party. There must be a few other people we know, surely.
You may be, but not me. Well, actually, when I first spoke to you, I said that I'd been at the studios before, but that was only because I didn't want to seem like a complete new girl. It was actually my first time.
And mine.
Really?
Yes. So I have done quite a few bits and pieces on TV. The source seems to have dried up in the last year. That's why I'm here. Still, you never know, you're lucky in this business. Today an extra, tomorrow a star. Well, it's not impossible. Maybe one of these days I'll be able to go around boasting that Laura Graham once drove me to Ryston.
Oh, don't tell me. Brian Richards sees me in my little cloth hat and stops Swedish Travel. The girl I've been looking for. The star of my next picture. Sounds like one of those old Hollywood B pictures.
Yes, but it has happened, you know.
Then it's just as likely to happen to you as to me.
Well, to be perfectly honest, I'd rather it happened to me.
Well, there's nothing like being honest. How is Brian Richards going to see either of us when we're nowhere near the cameras?
Ah, you have a point there.
Where are the cameras?
Let's ask someone. Excuse me. Where are the cameras?
I beg your pardon.
The cameras, where are they?
Cameras? Oh, that's the photographer the sharp end, I think.
Sharp end, she says. Well, the man did say a photographer, Shaggy. There he is.
A 20s photographer taking a film.
That's more like it. I thought you were all going to die of thirst. Here comes the champagne, everybody.
Laura, I wish I knew what was going on here. It's getting more peculiar by the second.
Coming, come on, keep coming. We have to get armed up before the next condition comes aboard. You know what the pressure's crowd is like. Oh, hey, time to laugh. What's the good of music if no one's dancing to it? Come on, Daddy, we'll show them how.
Noisier up this end. Let's get back to where we were and think this out. Laura, I think we've gatecrashed a private party. I think someone's chartered this boat for a celebration of some sort. We've landed in the middle of it.
Not slowly, I always say. Gerald Ball has just begun. He'll be off the town before the party's really started.
Oh, really?
When the registrar comes aboard, then we'll really get Gerald.
Did you hear that? I think you're right, John. I think it is a private 20s party, and it's got nothing to do with Brian Richards' film. Well, now, what are we going to do?
What can we do? We're aboard, and we're cruising along the coast.
Hey! There's the launch from Medlington! Hey, everybody! Get Ridge and the others!
Is the launch coming out of the boat? Maybe that's the answer. It's coming to drop some more people aboard, which means it'll be going back again. We could be on it. Unless you want to stay and join the fun.
Oh, no.
I'm sure nobody would mind. The only thing is that we don't know how far the boat's going or how long the shindy can go last.
I don't like being an uninvited guest. I gotta get back and ring up Bernard Brendan and find out why he didn't tell us that the call had been changed to 6:30.
Welcome aboard, Red. Excuse me a minute. Looks like
people
are leaving on the
launch.
They can't have that. Hey, where are you going? You can't leave now. The party's only
started.
Sorry, we have to go. Enjoy yourselves.
Oh, hello, John.
Oh, I hope you didn't mind me ringing you.
Oh, I was glad you did. They are mean, you know. It wasn't our fault we were given the wrong time yesterday. They could have let us work today.
They found they got on very well without us, I suppose. So, we're resting once again. Oh, well, that's the way it goes. We'll drown our sorrows in a cup of coffee. What do you say?
Oh, marvellous idea.
And yesterday wasn't a total lot. It was quite an experience, really. Good story to dine out on.
Where were the rest of the cast hiding?
In the Royston Hotel. They were shooting a dancing sequence at Charleston or something.
We've only ridden home.
Oh, but we didn't. It was really my fault, you know. When I saw those people on the pier, I automatically assumed they were our lot.
Hmm? I knew something was bothering me, but it's only clicked now. The pier at Royston, it was washed away about 4 years ago.
What?
I read about it at the time in the newspaper.
Hmm?
I told you we used to go there when I was a child. Well, that's why I paid attention to it.
They must have rebuilt it.
No. Well, they couldn't even afford to repair the old pier. It had been out of action for years. They just let it rot. Well, that's why it was washed away. No one goes to Royston anymore. They wouldn't build a new pier for no reason.
We were on the pier, and a lot of other people as well. We didn't imagine a pier there. We were on it.
But it was washed away. And for years before that, there were no more pleasure cruisers leaving from Royston.
But one did yesterday, and we were on the boat.
John, there's something very peculiar about it all. Look, you're not doing anything special. Will you drive down with me to Royston, and we'll have our coffee there?
Don't please
to the pier had been washed away.
Laura, it's not only the pier, it's everything. Everything looks, well, dingy and dilapidated. Yesterday it didn't look like a run-down seaside resort. It all seemed fresh and alive.
It was so rushed, I didn't pay too much attention to it, but I think you are right. I think it looked more like it used to when I was a child.
Oh, let's go and have that coffee now.
Pity you weren't here yesterday. We had a film company shooting in the hotel ballroom.
Oh?
And it's all dressed up in the same kind of clothes we used to wear in the 20s. It took me back, I can tell you, to see the place full of people laughing and dancing. Ballrooms never used nowadays. Just lies there, shut up all the time. And we only get the very occasional guest staying here. Usually, some elderly person who remembers Ryston as it used to be.
But I remember it as it used to be.
What? Who at your age?
Well, we always used to come here when I was a child.
And when was that? Couldn't have been very long ago.
Oh, in the middle 50s, early 60s.
Oh, I'm afraid the glory was already gone by then, my dear. You have to go back another 30 years or so to remember Ryston at its best. In the 20s, it was the place to come to for the summer. Cruising parties, champagne flowing. Oh, those were the days.
But even now, you do get cruising parties, don't you?
Well, I only wish we did. But those days are long since over. Well, I'm not being just nostalgic, you know. I'm not just an old man looking back longingly to the days of his youth. We really had fun in those days. Between the two wars, we let ourselves go. Oh, but let me pour your coffee for you, or it could be getting cold.
Tell me, sir, have you always lived in Ryston?
No. Though I've been here so long now, I forget I ever lived anywhere else. As I was saying, this was the place to come to in the 20s. And I thought it would go on forever. So in 1929, I took over this hotel. Thought I'd make my fortune, but I was too late. Much, much too late. The good days were almost over by then, and they never came back. It's funny. An old friend and I were just reminiscing only yesterday, when the film people were here. And I looked at Red sitting there, a white-haired old man. And I thought to myself, who would ever believe now what a tearaway he was? You know, I remember a day, a beautiful summer's day.
Yesterday.
And someone had organized a champagne cruise along the coast. But Reg had arranged a champagne breakfast for that morning, and he refused to give it up or miss the cruise. So we, in Reg's crowd, we had our champagne breakfast at Medlington, while the others got on the boat here at Ryston. Then, as they came sailing past Medlington, we all piled into a launch and joined them. Just as well. It wouldn't have been the same cruise without Reg. He was always the live wire. Oh, I remember that day so well. The music, the dancing, the laughter. No, I'm afraid those times are gone forever.
That particular day when you went out from Medlington in the launch, when you joined the others on the boat, did anyone leave? Did anyone go back to Medlington in the launch?
That's a strange question.
Yes, I know it must seem so, but can you remember?
No, I'm afraid I can't. I just finished a champagne breakfast, you know. Now, I mustn't stand here chattering. You haven't even sipped your coffee yet.
I don't understand any of it, John.
Nor do I. There's no pier in Ryston. It was washed away 4 years ago. Yet yesterday, we boarded a boat from that pier.
a boat filled with people. The champagne was flowing. A champagne cruise. But there haven't been any since the 20s.
And we heard how people were expecting Reg and his party to join them. And he came from Medlington in the launch. The launch that took us back. And everyone was dressed in clothes of the 20s, like we were. John, I think I'm feeling just a little bit frightened.
It stands to reason that you can't walk on a pier which has been washed away 4 years previously, or join a champagne cruise which ended 50-odd years ago. If only the old hotel keeper had remembered a young couple going back on Reggie's launch to Medlington, it would have provided some sort of an answer. But he didn't remember, and so there isn't an answer. Unless you have one.
You've been listening to Tales from the Seven Seas, written by Annette McKenzie and Jack Mullen. Listen next week at the same time to another enthralling story of the sea, produced by Andre Botner.